Strawny for breakfast. The Mid-North Coast, Triple M.
Well, we've finally reached Wednesday. Good morning, 5 to 6 clubbers. How are we? That's good. Yes, I think we're in for a little bit better day today. Maybe a little bit of sunshine. Partly cloudy, the Bureau says. A little bit of fog around this morning, mainly inland. And only a slight chance of a shower in the north. We're reaching up to about 21 degrees for today. And sunrise officially coming up at 6:48. Major news stories of the day. Well, Victoria has joined South Australia to change its rules, which will require travellers from areas of Sydney to be placed under new restrictions. Also, passengers on board two flights between Sydney and New Zealand have been ordered into 14-day quarantine by health authorities. Locally, police are seeking help after two trucks were targeted with graffiti in Port Macquarie. And in the budget, Waterfall Way, which always goes under in a flood, as we know, gets $14.1 million as the budget locks in Oxley recovery. Yes. In sport, locally today in dog racing, the Greyhounds go around at BetBet Park in Taree today with the first of 10 coming up at 11:50. On the show today, of course, it's another day of Triple M's 50 Shades of Grey, thanks to Bristol Paints. Geez, we've had some fun with this week. I'm going to give you a colour. You've got to tell me whether it's a shade of grey or not. Get that right, you walk away with a $50 voucher from Terry and the great team at Bristol Paints in Port Macquarie, where they've got their big 20% off sale going at the moment. Also coming up on the show today, in What's Trending, could Clinkers be coming back? The magnificent chocolates in a new form. Gee, I love Clinkers. In Strawny Leaks, all the latest entertainment goss, news on Gordon Ramsay's new show and the start date for A Farmer Wants a Wife, and how many farmers will be looking for love this season. Oh, yes. Also, Worst Dad Joke Wednesday. Yes, if you've heard a great dad joke, we want to hear from you. 133353. And we'll give you the chance to win $1,000 on the birthday wheel. And if you're birthdaying today, you're sharing it with the likes of one of my favourite actresses at the moment, Frances McDormand, also Joel Edgerton, Chet Faker and Brian Brown, who, of course, used to reside in Bowerville occasionally, all born on this day, the 23rd day of June. 133353, the number. You can email midnorthcoast@triplem.com.au. Get us via the Facebook site or our website, Triple M Mid North Coast, where if you missed any part of the show, just go to my page and press catch up. Let's go.
Strawny for breakfast.
In all cases, this is the strong advice of all states and territories.
The Mid-North Coast, Triple M.
The Locals Guide on Triple M, with everything happening on the Mid-North Coast.
Raise Some Dough for the Rourke Family is a fundraiser on today for the Rourke Family and Joe's recovery. Now, $1 from each pizza today sold at Domino's Lighthouse Beach Store will go towards the cause. So let's make it a Pizza Wednesday. In greyhound racing, and the dogs go around at Taree today with the first of 10 at 11:50. In touch footy, it's round 8 of the Port Association's winter competition this evening with games starting at 6 at Stewart Park. In Kempsey, the East Deadford continues this morning at 9 at the Uniting Church in Wide Street. And in golf today, the Port Macquarie ladies have a four-ball best ball stroke event. Bingley's end of financial year sale is in full swing with massive deals store-wide. Need a new big screen, laptop, fridge, washer, oven or tech gear? Head into Bingley today.
Check out the Locals Guide for the Mid-North Coast anytime on the Listener app for Bingley. Australian-owned for over 60 years. Triple M.
Fishing best bet.
Yeah, I'm going fishing in the morning. I'm going fishing all day. I'm going fishing, time to quit wishing. I'm going fishing today.
Here he is, the great man, Bluey Waters. Good morning, Bluey.
Good morning, Strawny.
Now, what about this? 2 days ago, we had the shortest day of the year. Richard the Barber just sends me a text. Oh, you can see the day's getting longer. It's 1 day after. Cut it out, Richard. Fair dinkum. Unbelievable. Anyway, I appreciate the sentiment, Richard. Okay. Where are we going to go today, Bluey? Poor old winds are going round to your nor'east. You'll feel like you're in January. Northerly to 20 knots later in the day. You do have your favourite rising tide this morning up until 7. Where do you think we should go?
Yeah, we're back out in the estuary. We went out to the beaches yesterday, but it was a bit rough out there. It was a fair bit of work and water, and we didn't do it too good. Picked up a couple of handy tarlin, no salmon. I don't know where they went to. There should have been plenty out there. We'll go back to the estuary today, and I'm just going to try for a blackfish on greenweed or sea cabbage. We've got that run-out tide most of the day along the rocky foreshore. We should pick up a good fish or two today.
Okay, fair enough. Any club news this weekend?
No, it's the last weekend of the month and no club news, but we still haven't got results through from the Lake Cadoy Fishing Club either, so we'll have to get on to that today. I've been a bit slack, so I'll chase that up today and find out how much money they raised. We know that they had a good weigh-in, so yeah, very good.
Okay. Also, I wanted to mention you yesterday. You're an older person like myself, although you're older than me, although you try to put rumours around that I'm older than you. Listen, I was at my storage shed the other day, which I'm gradually sort of clearing out. But you know what I found there? And I thought, no one has these anymore. And they were absolutely in pristine condition. And I'd say 36 years ago, we got these as a wedding present, I think. Yeah. Louis, do you have in your house a nest of tables?
No.
I think I've got the only one still in captivity.
Yes.
Now, I was alluding to this earlier to Bluey. I said, look, I've got something I want to know if you've got that's old time, and it's not the three ducks on the wall. But remember the nest of tables? There'd be three of them.
Those Russian
dolls, remember? One inside the other, inside the other.
Yes, that's right. If you... Are yours wooden or chrome?
No, chrome. No, wooden. Definitely dark wood. Dark wood.
Oh, okay, because they did come out in chrome with a glass top, so late right in life.
I'm sensing an interest here, Bluey. I mean, this could be a lot one for you. Why do you want to bid for them?
I think we might put them up for auction, yes.
Anyway, it was something I thought, gee, I've just finished doing a bit of furniture shopping for a family member, and I thought, gee, you don't see nest of tables in furniture shops anymore.
No, you don't.
Anyway, I thought you would be a like-minded person and still have a nest of tables in your house, and you don't have one. You've disappointed me there, Bluey, but anyway.
Oh, see, the wife's in charge of the furniture, so that would have gone.
Fair enough.
I'm still lucky I'm there, I reckon. During the age, you know.
I hear you, brother. I hear you. Whenever I'm on holidays, if there's a photo of Deb and I, he always sends me a message. I didn't know you went over there with your daughter. It's great to have mates, isn't it? Okie dokie. Now, in the most complicated tipping comp there is in the world today, the Tyre Power League Ladder.
Yeah, good morning to Gordo and Crowley at Port Tyre World. Hope they have a good day out there in Gentilly Road. Yes, well, the Wormer's grandson, Wormer 2, he's still on top with the yellow guernsey. He put in another strong performance this week. So for 2 weeks in a row, he's held the jumper. Crowley's moved back up into second place, and that's put you back in third place.
Okie dokie. It was a shocking weekend to try and get a winner. Unbelievable. But anyway, thank goodness for those 40-pointers, Bluey. Gee, they've been kind to me in the last 12 months. And, of course, this week there is no club footy. And on Triple M, I'll just run through what we're doing. And I know, Bluey, you corrected me with a time on one of these. Our coverage this week looks like this. Friday, we'll have the Rush Hour with MG from 6 o'clock with all the latest news. 7:45, the Women's State of Origin game. Saturday, we have our normal coverage, 12 till 2, with Tony Squires with the Saturday scrum. At 7 o'clock, we'll take you to the AFL, Port Adelaide versus the Swans. And Sunday, it's State of Origin Day. Our coverage starts at 1 with the Sunday sin bin. And our coverage of the game starts at 6. And we were hoping the game started then, Bluey, but it's not till after 8. Channel 9 would probably drag it 8 to 8:30.
Yep, that's right. So it's up at Suncorp Stadium. Can't wait. Yeah, bring it on.
Okay. Now also, look, what's everyone doing up early this morning? Now, Big Steve, he just had both hips done on the Nambucca. Another, he said, hearing you blokes talk about the days getting longer, the great thing is it's another day closer to daylight saving.
Oh, no,
we don't want daylight saving. Everyone's joining in. Yeah. And Richard the Barber says his mum gave him some nest of tables. Anyway.
Hello. And that was only last week.
Yeah, good on you, Richard. All right. Heading out for a fish today, Bluey. You're heading out to the estuary.
Yeah, we're out to the estuary. We're going to take a bit of green weed and sea cabbage, and we're going to try for a bruising blackfish.
Thank you, Bluey.
Cheers.
Ostroni.
Bob and Weave. Bob and Weave.
Triple M, Playing Rock's greatest hits. You got Strotty for brekkie and the Spin Doctor's there, and Little Miss Can't Be Wrong. It is 17 past 6. Official sunrise coming up at 6:48. Cloudy day today with just a slight chance of a shower in the north and up to about 21 degrees. The Worm are now sending a message. He has a nest of tables as well. Good on you, Wormer. Thank you. 133353, the number. Look, I must tell you about yesterday too. I did get tagged in a post, a social media post by Clayton Pickworth, about the big Lemonade Crew effort to raise funds for Matty Atkins and his family who are battling MND. We know it's such a hideous disease. And tell you what, Matty has such a great attitude, but everyone is banding together to try and give them a bit of a hand. Burger Rebellion, our good mate Matty Conway, is serving up the Matty Mac Burger to support the family and their fight against MND, and we'd love everybody to get out and have a crack at it. We have a, when you buy a Matty Mac Burger, money goes towards the family, and of course you can buy T-shirts there as well for MND, for the fight against MND at the Burger Rebellion. Now, the Triple M crew, myself, Mr. Producer, Bianca, who's like a lion tamer in the snake pit there in our sales department, and Ashley, our promotions manager, were out yesterday to the Burger Rebellion to try the Matty Mac Burger. And I've got to tell you, it is just sensational. However, Matty Conway, if you're listening, you did put me into a food coma because Ashley ordered the loaded fries as well. And since I've been up early, nothing to eat all day because I was just waiting for this. Cause I've been dreaming about it for days. And I went to have 10 minutes on the lounge about 2 o'clock and I got up at 4:30. After the food coma, fair dinkum. Anyway, I want to let you know, if you want to try it, it is one of the best burgers you'll ever taste, the Matty Mac Burger, and it's the two all beef patties, special sauce, which I picked up, Matt. It's got a bit of lemon in it. Beautiful. You will absolutely love it. And grab yourself, I've got a yellow MND shirt as well, and it helps out the Atkins family who really need a hand. The Matty Mac Burger, it is so good. Get along to Reburger Rebellion there and the Import Macquarie, and get yourself one of those. It was just fantastic, let me tell you. I'm still dreaming about it now. I can taste it. And the girls put a funny video up of me chowing down into it in slow-mo with a funny piece of music behind it. It's on the Triple M Facebook site and also the Instagram site as well. I'll get you for that, Ashley. Thank you very much. Triple M Playing Rock's greatest hits. You got Strotty for brekkie and Supertramp there and Breakfast in America. And coming up after 7, not only are we going to be playing, and I'm really looking forward to this, 50 Shades of Grey for Terry and the team at Bristol Paints with another $50 voucher on offer. I'm going to catch up with Jules from Orca. Now, they've got a big census day coming up on Sunday. Now, remember the census we had a few years ago and we blew up the nation's computers? This is a bit different. This is about whale. So I'll catch up with Jules in the next half hour as well. 133353, the number you can email, midnorthcoast@triplem.com.au.
Extra, extra, read all about it.
What the papers are saying. Thanks to Chris and Fee at the Plaza and Clifton News Agencies.
Yeah, they're going to be busy there today. Double your win in the Wednesday night lotto. Draw number 4089 in divisions 2-6. That would be handy. In the telly today, their lead story is airline passenger a new COVID venue alert. An Air New Zealand flight to Sydney with a Qantas plane going the other way have been named as COVID exposure sites only hours after New Zealand closed its travel bubble to New South Wales. In the Sydney Morning Herald today, it says alerts issued for flights, more venues as Victoria declares Sydney red zones. The glowing Bondi cluster has also prompted New Zealand to pause quarantine-free travel with the state, whilst in the Australian, their lead story is Nationals open to net zero coalition deal. Senior National MPs are paving the way for new climate change compromise between the coalition parties. And those are the main news stories in the Nationals today. Thanks to Chris and Fee at the Plaza and Clifton News Agencies. We're playing Rock's Greatest Hits. Marina with a Mid-North Coast traffic check not far away. It's 7-7.
Strawny Leaks. Thanks to Southwest Rock's Country Club and Social Alley. Open 7 days a week. Come and play.
Foxtel's prison drama Wentworth, The Final Sentence, will air on August 24. There is a trailer out, but they're not giving away anything. A Farmer Wants a Wife with Natalie Grzelecki is set to return to TV screens on July 4, with this year's farmers Will, Sam, Matt, Andrew and Rob all looking for love.
This year, more than one farmer will find love.
Gordon Ramsay has been exploring the ingredients for a variety of countries for the third season of his National Geographic show Uncharted. Now, this time the chef who's 54 is set to drink donkey's milk during his trip to Croatia in the forthcoming fourth episode of the program.
Sweet.
Sweet, light, but really tasty.
Motor Group end of financial year sale is now on across 10 great brands. Stock is limited.
This is the Mid-North Coast's Triple M News.
Good morning, Romy Stevens here with your local briefing. Vandals are on the radar of Port Macquarie Police. They're trying to track down those responsible for tagging two food delivery trucks recently. The first was on Milton Close sometime between 6pm on May 26 and 6am the following day. The second on Keener Lane the following month, a white Isuzu truck sprayed between 5:30pm on June 18 and 9am the next day. Artists and creatives in Port Macquarie will get the opportunity to take their pursuits to the next level with two workshops being held in town. Led by creative industry specialist Monica Davidson, they'll cover networking and financial literacy in a fun and interactive way.
It's all these sorts of things that stop people from taking that next step into professionalism, and that could be anything from, well, how exactly do I send an invoice, or how do I figure out how to survive, you know, this tricky landscape.
And a Coffs Harbour local who launched his startup during COVID is living proof of the sacrifices small business owners have had to make to get themselves through the pandemic. That's according to Vistaprint, who've released a report showing that cutting back on takeaways and groceries and dipping into their savings were the most common measures people have taken to make ends meet. Mike Smith, the founder of Zeroco, says he and his wife had to move back in with his parents to save on rent to support the business.
We make personal care and home cleaning products, things like laundry liquid, hand wash and dishwashing detergent, and we deliver them direct to Aussie homes, minus all the single-use plastic.
Taking a look at sport, Kempsey will be hoping to get its season back on track in the Coastal Premier League. The Saints take on the Clay Valley on Saturday after coming off back-to-back losses. Top of the table, Coffs City hosts the Northern Storm on Sunday.
Hi there, Maddie Larson with the National News Briefing. The PM says he's disappointed Queensland Health has not found a compassionate solution as a man tries to be let into the state to be with his dying father. Mark Killian and his wife have flown in from LA, provided three successive negative COVID tests, offered to charter their own flight and wear hazmat suits, but to no avail. Scott Morrison has written to the man and explained the federal government cannot intervene in the state's decision. Two flights between Sydney and New Zealand have become COVID exposure sites after an infected person travelled across the ditch and back. Passengers on a Qantas flight that left Sydney on Friday night and an Air New Zealand flight that returned from Wellington on Monday are considered close contacts. The mother of an Afghan soldier who took his own life is calling for Barnaby Joyce to keep Darren Chester as Veteran Affairs Minister. There's reports Chester will be dumped and moved to the backbench after Michael McCormack was ousted as Nationals leader. Karen Bird's son Jesse died in 2017, and she's told the ABC about the damaging impact of continued changes to the Veteran Affairs portfolio.
Back in 2017, there was a disconnect between Defence and the Department of Veteran Affairs.
A reminder, the number for Lifeline is 13 11 14. And Prince Harry is set to jet off to the UK ahead of a special statue unveiling for Princess Diana's 60th birthday next month.
Get personalised hair loss treatment in 5 minutes. Delivered to your door. Clinically proven treatment for men and women. One pill taken daily. TheHairyPill.com.au.
Aussie basketball legend Andrew Bogut says he's not surprised, but he's disappointed Ben Simmons is doubtful to play for Australia at the Tokyo Olympics. Bogut telling Fox Sports Simmons shouldn't have to be convinced to pull on a Boomers jersey.
To be blunt, if you need to be recruited to play for your national team and be ummed and ahed and have a presentation about why you should play, you should play.
And the venue for this weekend's A-League Grand Final remains undecided as officials sweat on the amount of fans the Victorian government will allow into Amy Park.
Triple M's Beach and Surf Report, powered by Kempsey Camping World, Kempsey Firearms and The Complete Angler, all under one roof, 44 Smith Street, Kempsey.
Small clean waves on the holiday coast this morning. We have swell size around that 2 to 3 foot mark. Nice clean groomed lines from that offshore wind, so it's looking mighty fine as a way of looking one on the beaches now. We do have a low tide around 11 o'clock. I reckon jump in early. Hit that higher tide. Water temperature still hovering around that 18 to 20 degree mark. Get out there, make the most of it. Catch you in the surf.
Triple M and Worst Dad Joke Wednesday coming up in under half an hour. It is Abracadabra from the great Steve Miller Band there. And if you see the frugal fella around the place, he's actually been to Steve Miller's house. How? I have no idea, but get him to tell you the story. 13 past 8, partly cloudy today. Slight chance of a shower in the north and up to about 21 degrees for today.
Triple M's.
Oh,
50 Shades of Grey for Bristol Paints. If you're going to DIY, get into Bristol Paints, Port Macquarie for service, advice and the right price.
Oh, Barnsley, good morning.
How you going, Mark?
Good, buddy. Now, 50 Shades of Grey here. You know how this works. I'm going to give you a colour. Now, you've got to tell me whether it's a shade of grey or not. Now, how are you, Barnsley, as far as painting goes? I mean, you know, I know you like you get your hands on the tools. Did I say that correctly? Do you go all right as a painter?
I'm not that good. My wife went away and I painted the wall in the architrave paint instead of the wall paint.
Okay, fair enough. You're a man after my own heart. All right, Barnsley, here we go. Get this right, you get the $50 voucher to fix up what you mucked up. Now, your colour today is Origami Dragon. Origami Dragon. Now, do you think that is a shade of grey? Or it's not a shade of grey?
It's not a shade of grey.
And you would be exactly right. It is not a shade of grey. Now, for those interested in the Bristol Paints catalogue, which Terry can show you at Bristol Paints in Port Macquarie, it's actually a shade of green. So there you go. Congratulations, champion. You can now fix what you mucked up before the $50 voucher coming your way, Barnsley, in 50 Shades of Grey. You don't have to be punished. I would have loved to have... Yeah, giving you one of those. But anyway, I'll give him one anyway. Thanks, Barnsley.
Thanks, Mark.
Magnificent. 14 past 7, more 50 Shades of Grey tomorrow. Coming up next, Strawny Leaks, the latest entertainment gossip. I just love this music. News on Foxtel's prison drama Wentworth. Farmer wants a wife and Gordon Ramsay's new TV show. I'll just let this linger.
What's trending on Triple M for Hakuna Homes? It means no worries, and that's what you get with Hakuna Homes.
Ooh, if you love chocolate, Clinkers are coming back. It looks like in a new format. Now, an eagle-eyed shopper in Victoria has sparked rumours that Cadbury could be introducing a block with one of Australia's cult favourite chocolates inside. Groceries gurus Food Finds Geelong, that's the group, spotted the Cadbury Dairy Milk with the Pascal Clinkers block inside it in Coles, including a picture of the treat, meaning the chances of it being true are pretty much guaranteed. Now, according to the eyewitness account, the block consists of Cadbury milk chocolate with heaps of tiny, crunchy strawberry, lime and pineapple candy pieces inside. Oh, geez, I love Clinkers. Clinkers, like the pineapple lumps, have been making quite a comeback in recent years, with the overwhelming love for the New Zealand sweet treat resulting in Cadbury's block of their own back in 2019. I love Clinkers. I can't wait to try this one. Triple M playing rock's greatest hits and searching for the greatest decade of all time. Someone could win $1,000 just for voting at triplem.com.au. Jay Barnes, dying to be with you tonight. Partly cloudy. Maybe we'll get some sunshine today. We'll see. Up to about 21 degrees. Only a slight chance of a shower in the north.
Triple M's Worst Dad Joke Wednesday. Thanks to your local NRMA offices on the Mid-North Coast.
Okay, 133353. Chris, good morning. Now, you've warned me that this sounds terrible at the start, but it ends up all right. What do you got for me? And I've got my finger over the butt.
Yes, good morning, Mark. Kindergarten school in Brisbane. The teacher asked the kids what their dads do for work. One little kid up the back of the room says, actually, my dad wears a pink sequined jumpsuit and dances at a men's only nightclub. And the teacher let it go at little lunch. The teacher sees the kid and says, why did you say that? That's not what he does, is it? And the kid says, no, I'm really embarrassed with what he does. The teacher says, well, what is it? And the kid says he plays rugby league in Queensland State of Origin team.
Oh, no, that's terrible. Yeah, there is a more extreme version of that, I do know. John, what's good your morning, yarn for us, champion?
Yeah, three pigs go into a restaurant and they order a meal. The first two pigs order their meal and sit down, and the third pig just says, no, I'll just have a big jug of water, please. So they have their meal, and then they order sweets. And the little third little pig says, no, no, look, I'll just have another jug of water, please. So the waiter serves them and comes over and he says to the third pig, he said, well, why did you only have water? And he said, well, one of us has to go wee, wee, wee all the way home.
Oh, no, thank you. Wayne, what's your yarn for us in the truck?
I went the other day to buy a chicken from the shop to, you know, to make my lunches, but it didn't. It just pooped on the floor.
Oh, no, no, no. It pooped on the floor. Millsy, get me out of this, will you, please?
Well, I didn't like the first one being a Queenslander, but why should you never trust stairs?
Go on.
Because they're always up to something.
Oh, you wonder why this show is called Worst Dad Joke Wednesday.
Strawny for breakfast.
The Mid-North Coast. Triple A.
Triple M and the locals' guide to the Mid-North Coast today. A really good fundraiser on tonight. If you love pizza, I'll tell you more about it in a tick, and it can help out a local family. That is Brian Adams there. Can't stop this thing we started. It is 16 to 8, partly cloudy, slight chance of a shower in the north. We may even get a bit of sunshine today and up to 21.
Triple M's Worst Dad Joke Wednesday. Thanks to your local NRMA offices on the Mid-North Coast.
Yeah, you find them in Laurieton, Port Macquarie, Kempsey, Warhap, Maxwell and Nambucca. We go to the judge of Worst Dad Joke Wednesday. Four there that were pretty good, one pretty ordinary. But anyway, Glenn Stewart, good morning. Who did you like out of Chris, John, Wayne and Millsy?
You know, the other day I got crucified again. It was close today, I'll tell you, my friend.
Oh, no, no, no. You're
but
not going to carry
go
it
with
over,
Millsy. No, no, I'm going with Millsy.
Going with Millsy. Congratulations,
I'm going
Millsy.
With Millsy.
Yeah, good on you, Millsy. Congratulations, champion.
I tell you.
Hey?
I know it's called Worst Joke Wednesday, but geez.
I know. Anyway, he's got the $35 voucher. The stairs are up to something. Oh, my goodness me. All righty. Congratulations, Millsy. We hope you enjoy your lunch at the Drift Bar Cafe and Restaurant. Reno's happening upstairs. And
We're still waiting.
Still waiting for the certifier?
Still waiting. Yep.
Just don't get the bloke from the Apple Towers. That's all I'm saying, all right? Now, we better talk what's happening tonight. Jerry doing the trivia tonight. What's the get-in question?
Jez has got the trivia, so the get-in question is, let me quick get it from him. It is Jacques Cousteau's research ship is called the Agros, the Calypso, the Explorer.
Well, anyone our age will get that one. Anyone our age will get that one. Thank you. Fantastic.
Yep. Now, so, anyway, what about State of Origin?
Yeah, tell us about the great deals and the $5 schooners.
So all leading up to State of Origin, all week we're doing a two-week promo where you can win a State of Origin jumper. It's New South Wales only, so Queenslanders, you've got to wear it if you don't like it. Tough. But $5 schooners the whole time.
And you got a second jumper to give away?
That's right.
Yeah, fantastic.
Next jumper and then the next game as well. So there's two more jumpers to give away.
Absolutely fantastic. Now, entertainment this week, got a couple of really great acts.
So, Lee Anson, now, if you haven't heard Lee Anson on Friday night and Simon Gudgeon on Saturday night, you guys have to do yourself a favour. These guys are awesome. Right. Really, really good guys.
And
great musos.
Can you work out why the State of Origin's on the Sunday and not on the Saturday night? I can't.
Yeah. Probably because you and I have no control and we... It's a school night? I don't know.
It's a school night. What are they?
I'm guessing.
I'm guessing. All right, Glenn. And a score for you for Sunday night?
Oh, geez, after the last one, I don't really know. I think the team they picked this time's even better than the last one. So, well, look, I'm hoping it's the same score. I'm going to say it's going to be about 28-20.
28. Oh, he thinks it's going to be close. All right, buddy, I'm writing that down. You have a great week.
All right, mate, and listen, we're going to tip our toe in the water and have the Tim Zoo Michael Safara main fight coming up in July. So
ooh, good.
Check our socials, and it's all on there.
At the Port City Bolo. Thanks, Glenn. Triple M and Strutty for Brekkie. Thanks to our great club, the Port City Bolo, my great sponsors, where they got $5 schooners all week leading up to Game 2 of State of Origin. Drink responsibly. That's where the streets have no name, but it's not really because they're in Owen Street in Port Macquarie. There you go. Thank you, you two. It is 13 past 8.
Triple M. Birthday wheel. For 40 Winks, Port Macquarie. So come and see the team at Port Home Zone. 40 Winks. Serious about sleep.
Yeah, and we're serious about giving away the Moolah. We got a Trent in Kempsey, who I think is in his truck or his car this morning. G'day, Trent.
How you going, Stoney?
Mate, what's that big round sunny thing in the sky? We haven't seen that for a while.
Yeah, mate, I couldn't tell you.
Oh, anyway, hopefully it hangs around for a bit. I know we needed a bit of rain, but let's hope. I think it's going to be sunny right up to the weekend, which is just going to be great. And Trent, are you like me? Why did they put the State of Origin on the Sunday when it's a school night for the rest of us on the Monday?
Oh, I don't know. It's just ridiculous, isn't it?
Anyway, we'll wait and see. I suppose it's a small price to pay, I suppose, in the scheme of things. Mate, what number are we looking for you on the wheel, Trent?
We'll go with 10, Strawny, please, mate.
Number 10, all right. Here we go. Come on, number 10. Around she goes. Where she stops, nobody knows. Sound like I'd get a job in the carny yelling stuff like that out. But anyway, come on, number 10. No. 25.
Ah, well.
Can't give you the cash, mate. But end of the month, we'd give away the next... Easy Burn Fire Pit from our great friends at Bennettsteel, celebrating 30 years. These are great. You can take them when you're going camping. You can set them up full-time in the backyard. They're going to keep you warm. All right, Trent, thanks for the call, buddy. And you've got a score. What do you think the score will be Sunday night?
Oh, mate, I reckon it's going to be a little one. I'm going to go with 10-12, New South Wales.
10-12. All right, buddy. All the best. Thanks, Trent.
Thanks, Johnny.
See you, buddy. Now, other birthdays today, I can tell you Brent Dern of the Radiators is birthdaying today. He's a lovely fella, great guitar player too. And I think he used to be with D Minor and the Discords for a while. But good on you, Brent. We hope you have a great day today. Also, famous actress Frances McDormand is born on this day with Joel Edgerton, Chet Faker and Brian Brown, former Barrowville resident, all born on June 23. We're playing rock's greatest hits.
Strawny for breakfast. The Mid-North Coast, Triple M.
Playing rock's greatest hits and giving you the locals' guide to the Mid-North Coast today in around 6 minutes. It is Martha and the Muffins there and the story of Echo Beach. Beach and surf conditions with Hutto coming up after the 9 o'clock news as well. Good to see the sun out, up to about 21 for the coast today. You know, years ago, remember when the census was on and the computers all blew up around the country? Hopefully it won't be the case on Sunday. The Orca census is on, and here from the Orca Group is Jules. Good morning, Jules. Now, you're laughing during that. Do you remember when that happened? Would that have been 5 years ago?
I think it was, yes.
Yeah. Now, tell
it
us about
a while ago.
It sure was. Tell us about the Orca census. What are you trying to achieve? Everyone's going out on Sunday to hopefully lend a hand.
Yep. Look, it's a social research day, and it's for all our Orca members and friends and family. And it helps us out in regards to our annual whale count, which is we have every year. This is actually our 22nd year. And we just ask our members and also family and friends to get together on a headland. Of course, be safe while you're doing it. And it's from sunrise to sunset, but we don't expect everybody to be up there at sun up. But it is a great time of the day to see the whales because of the light, and it's a lot easier to see them. So, these observations help us get an approximate idea of how the humpback whale is increasing through conservation efforts.
Yeah, Jules, put simply, I've been here for 32 years on the Mid-North Coast. And look, when I was first at the radio station, if a whale went past, the switchboard would absolutely melt down. And when you think about it now, we have lots of companies now operating whale-watching tours. There's been a great turnaround in the last 30 years.
Oh, it's just fantastic. And it's just so wonderful to see these beautiful, beautiful creatures just cruising along and breaching and playing and, you know, just having such a wonderful time. And joining us on Sunday, the 27th of June, you can make a family day out of it, which is just great. Like a, you know, picnic lunch, take some chairs, take your binoculars, and you can go to our Orca webpage and you can actually download a data log sheet, which is really good for you to have. And then at the end of the day, what you can do is, or over the next few days after it, you can email that through to the team. I'll just give you the Orca website details. It's orca.org.au, and there you will find a story about our census day and where you can download our data log sheet. Or you can email our team on orcacensusday@gmail.com.
Magnificent. Orca Census Day, that's coming up on Sunday, and you can make a great family day out of it. Jules, thanks very much for joining us. And we know we're going to have a whale of a time on Sunday.
We certainly are. Let's hope the weather is kind to us this year.
Strawny for breakfast. The Mid-North Coast, Triple M.
Triple M playing rock's greatest hits, wrapping up Strawny's Brekkie Show with Powderfinger and Sunsets. Just before we go, story out just from the lotteries at the moment. The search is on in Bowraville for the mystery winner who scored $100,000 in the lucky lotteries last night. Gee, check your tickets, folks. Hey, have you missed any part of the show? Remember, go to the website, go to my page and press catch up. It's all there. Whatever you're doing, have a great Wednesday. Tomorrow on the show, it's Tradie Thursday. More of 50 Shades of Grey, thanks to Bristol Paints. And you can win $1,000 on the wheel.
That money can't buy.